VOA News. The Israeli army has come to the rescue of a besieged Syrian aid organization. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi described the rescue as a humanitarian gesture to the Syrian people and the international community. The evacuees entered Israeli-controlled territory on the Golan Heights. Hanegbi told Israel Radio that from there they were taken to neighboring Jordan. Describing the White Helmets as good people, he said they will be resettled in Western countries. Those include Britain, Germany, and Canada, but notably absent from the list is the U.S.
A powerful bomb exploded near Kabul's international airport Sunday, killing at least 16 people and wounding 60 others. The suicide bomber attacked just minutes after First Vice President Abdul Rahid Dostum returned home from a year-long exile. The Islamic State, through its Amaq news agency, claimed responsibility for the bombing. It said the attack targeted the crowd welcoming Dostum. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest has killed the driver of an election candidate while wounding the candidate and three other people. The elections are Wednesday. Afghanistan hosted a new round of talks with Pakistan Sunday in an effort to build confidence and work together to bring an end to the Afghan conflict. The meeting took place in Kabul. The agreement the two sides are working to reach is being called the Afghanistan-Pakistan Action Plan for Peace and Solidarity. This is VOA News. Both Republican and Democratic members of Congress are criticizing President Trump's claim in a tweet on Sunday that newly released documents relating to the wiretapping of his one-time campaign advisor, Carter Page, confirm with little doubt, in the president's words, that intelligence agencies misled the courts that approved the warrant. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff said the documents lay out in detail just why the FBI was so concerned that Carter Page might be acting as an agent of a foreign power.
The dumping of these documents with George Papadopoulos, that Carter Page had in fact been a target of Russian intelligence in the past, that Carter Page had gone to Russia during the campaign.
And Republican Senator Marco Rubio also broke with Trump, saying he didn't think the FBI did anything wrong in obtaining warrants against Page.
They were looking into this one individual, but an individual the campaign themselves said was not a big part of their efforts. Therefore, I wouldn't consider that spying on a campaign.
Rubio appeared on CBS's Face the Nation while Schiff was on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Scientists in Australia appear to have made a breakthrough in detecting melanoma in its early stages. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Currently, skin examinations and biopsies are the most effective ways to detect melanoma. A blood test developed by university researchers in Western Australia could pick up the cancer much sooner, increasing a patient's chances of survival. The test recognizes autoantibodies that are part of the body's natural defenses against cancer. In a trial involving about 200 people, the technique detected the early stages of skin cancer in more than 80% of cases.
China's President Xi Jinping is on day two of a four-nation visit to Africa. He visited Senegal on Saturday. He's going to visit Rwanda, Mauritius, and South Africa. In South Africa, he will meet with officials from Brazil, Russia, and India. The United States is expressing deep concern about the direction of the peace process in South Sudan. It says President Salva Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar, quote, have not demonstrated the leadership required to bring genuine peace and accountable governance to the nation. South Sudan gained independence from neighboring Sudan in 2011, but in late 2013, the country erupted into violence in a power struggle between Kiir and his former deputy, Machar. Several ceasefires have already been violated. The warring parties met in Khartoum last week, but failed to agree on a power-sharing deal. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.